It's good to be back with you here at Waukesha. Nice to see faces. Again, I'm not going to say old faces because you haven't got that old looking, but it's nice to see faces, friendly faces, faces we recognize. And we trust God will bless not only this weekend of conference meeting, but the weeks to follow in the gospel. And I'd just like to read a couple verses in Luke chapter 8. I was thinking of this even in view of the start of the conference. Luke chapter 8, verse number 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Another fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Down to verse 19. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, "Thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee." And he answered and said unto them, "My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." So here he adds this second phrase to it here, not only hearing it, but doing the word of God as well. Now God will bless to us the reading of his precious word. I just want to just make a few comments this evening on hearing. You know, as we get older, either people aren't speaking as loud as they used to or things like that, but we don't hear quite as good as we used to. We have to put an effort into listening to what people are saying to us. Well, it's the same when it comes to the Word of God. There was a philosopher about 300 years before the Lord Jesus, and he said, "The reason we have two ears and only one mouth is so that we listen twice as much as we speak." And you know, that makes sense. Sometimes we, instead of listening, we're quick to speak. While the Lord Jesus, and then of course James, he mentions it in his book, and he says, "Let us be swift to hear and slow to speak." So I just want to think for a few seconds here in view of the weekend before us on the importance of listening, the importance of hearing what is being said. It's very clear here in these two passages that we've read, in the parable of the sower and this mention he makes of his family, that fruitfulness of life clearly depends on faithfulness of listening. We can't be fruitful, we can't be obedient to the Word of God unless we listen. And that's what he says in verse 8 of chapter 8 here, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He's talking about fruitfulness there. And then, of course, in verse 21, he was including as well not only hearing, but doing the Word of God. And so there is a fellowship involved there. So we have fruitfulness and fellowship based on hearing the Word of God. Now, our brother, in his prayer, and different ones when they were praying, they were mentioning the preparation that was necessary for this conference weekend. You know, there's a bit of foresight involved here. It's just that the brethren and sisters aren't going to show up here tomorrow, and you know, they're going to get together at the break and say, you know, "We've got all these people here. I wonder what we're going to feed them," and they start worrying about it then. No, of course not. You said it'd be foolish. And so there is thought put into the conference as far as even preparation when it comes to the requirements, to the physical needs that each one is going to have as the weekend passes by. And of course, we hope that it is the case that when it comes to those that are going to be opening the Word of God, that there was some preparation as far as their involvement as well. You know, if a preacher or even at a Sunday school time, the teacher shows up and they come along and they come unprepared, or they become, you know, unenthusiastic or just very monotonous with their message, you say, "What's going on? Don't they understand what they're here for? Don't they understand that the people of God are here and they need to hear the Word of God and they want to hear the Word of God?" And so we would be, you know, kind of upset And perhaps those men that are in charge, they would maybe take them aside and say, listen, it's very evident that you didn't come prepared to speak the word of God. They would be upset. Well, I just wonder here, and I'd just like to maybe apply tonight as we're talking about listening and hearing. Are we coming prepared to listen this weekend? Prepared to hear the word of God. Not just coming because it's a conference weekend, although that's a good reason to come. Not just coming because all our friends are going to be here, and that's a good reason to come. But come specifically prepared to hear what God is going to say to me. Because God is going to speak this weekend. God is going to speak, and am I prepared to hear? Am I prepared to listen? You know, sometimes in order to prepare to listen, we have to prepare physically. Now, I know the folks that are involved in a conference. We've been involved in many conferences at that end of it, and there's a lot of physical labor, and it's very tiring, and it can wear the folks down. And sometimes just by being tired, when we come, we're not able to listen. Now, I know, and I'm not going to tell people that there's a curfew or anything like that there, but sometimes, you know, we have to use a bit of common sense and say, okay, I'm going to be sitting the whole day, and I want to hear, I want to listen to what God has to say, so I need to come prepared physically. I need to come rested and alert and ready to listen to the Word of God, because sometimes, you know, and we've all experienced this, a weary body translates to a weary mind, and we can go away from the conference and, you know, think it was a waste of time going there, and really, it wasn't the problem of the speakers. It wasn't the problem of the Word of God. It was perhaps us, because we didn't come prepared to listen. Here he says, he that hath ears to hear, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. So we need to come prepared to listen to the Word of God. Now, sometimes when we're prepared to listen and we come, listening takes concentration. Again, I don't know if it's just a sign of getting old or what, but you know, you can't take in two or three people talking at the same time. And when you get in a crowd, you know, you've got to focus, you've got to concentrate on what that person is saying in order to understand what they're saying to us. And so we have to concentrate. We have to concentrate on what is being said in order to hear actually what the Word of God is being spoken, what the men that are preaching are actually saying. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we can get distracted with the easiest of things. Sometimes the other saints distract us. You know, I've sometimes sat when I've lost my concentration. I might be sitting at a conference. Maybe I'm sitting behind a sister. And she's got this great big hat on. And, you know, I'll be sitting there, and at first I'm thinking, I can't see past it. And then the next thing I'm thinking, you know, I wonder where she bought that. You know, I wonder how much she paid for that. And it's so easy to go off on a tangent that we have to force ourselves to come back to concentrate on what the Word of God is going to say. And so if we come purposing to hear, if we come purposing to put our mind into it, to listen to what the Word of God says, usually the outlook we come with will determine the outcome. If I am coming not determined to listen to the Word of God, we don't need the words of men, and yet it is going to be the words of men that will explain the Word of God. But listening, to concentrate on what is being said, and perhaps we will hear the voice of God, that which each one of us as an individual need. So there's preparation, coming prepared to listen to the Word of God. There is the need to concentrate on what is being said. But then, of course, as is being asked tonight in prayer, we all need the illumination of the Spirit of God. You know, it's not just coming prepared. It's not just purposing in my heart to hear what men say, but it is crying unto God, as it's been done tonight, praying to the Spirit of God that He will open our eyes, that we might be able to receive the truth of the Word of God. If we come looking to hear the Word of God, praying to God that He will illuminate the Word of God for us, we'll be able to go. We get past the men, past those that are standing on the platform and listening to what they have to say. I know we all have our favorite preachers. I know we do. And sometimes it's sad to say that depending on who is speaking, whether we pay attention or not. Listen, it's when perhaps the most unexpected man is speaking, he will speak to us the most. I can think, and I don't want to, well, I'm going to publicly confess this, but I was 18 years old at the time because I remember it just as if it was yesterday, and it wasn't. And I was at the Arnstein Conference in 1976. 18 years old, 1976, Toronto Conference, Sunday afternoon, after their wonderful roast beef dinner that they're world-renowned for there at Arnstein. And, you know, it's kind of hard to focus. You know, the roast beef kicks in. And a dear brother, and, you know, as a young person, I didn't appreciate him the way I should. Richard Hanna, Mr. Hanna. He was at Arnstein that year for the conference, missionary to Chile. He was home. And he got up that afternoon, and I sort of groaned inside. Because anybody knew Mr. Hanna, he was not a dynamic preacher, but he was certainly a student of the Word of God. But I remember him getting up that Sunday afternoon, and I had gone to that conference praying for a message from God for me. I went there, I was at a crossroads in my life, 18 years old, there was things on the horizon. And I went there that day expecting to hear the voice of God, and we'd gone to Sunday afternoon, and I was still waiting, I thought, and then Mr. Hanna got up. And, you know, I just about put it into, you know, screensaver mode when he got up, but I didn't. I listened. And he opened the Word of God, and he spoke from Chronicles. Who then is willing to commit his service this day unto the Lord? And that man spoke, I don't know, it was maybe only 20 minutes. And he spoke of commitment to God and to the things of God and to the Word of God. And I went away from that meeting, and I firmly believe I had heard the voice of God for me. And it changed my life. It changed the direction in which I was going to take. And it had an effect upon me listening. And I didn't expect to hear nothing that would impress me from Mr. Hanna. But I heard the Word of God. And it had an effect. And if we come to this conference prepared to hear what God has to say, whether it's what we want to hear or not, but prepared. And we come and we concentrate. We won't let things distract us, but we'll listen to the Word of God. And allow the Spirit of God to illuminate. Allow the Spirit of God to make it living in our own beings. It has the potential to have a profound effect on every single one of us here. So there is that need of illumination. But then, of course, the weekend's going to come and go. You're going to be surprised how quickly Sunday night will come. And Lord willing, when it comes and the conference is over and the comfort and the camaraderie and the fellowship of being together as a group of saints is going to come to an end. And now as we go out having heard the Word of God, there must be, of course, the application of what we have heard. That's why in that second, in Luke chapter 8, he says, these are they, my mother and my brethren, are these which hear the Word of God? Thank God for each one that's going to be here and hear it this weekend. But it's not enough to hear it. He says, we must do it. And that's what, again, James reminds us of in his epistle, that we not be found just to be hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word as well. We allow the Word of God to do its work. We allow the Spirit of God to illuminate us and to illuminate the Word of God to us. And as we leave this place, to apply it, to allow it to have a practical effect upon our lives, then this won't be a weekend wasted. This won't be a weekend where nothing will happen. It will be a weekend that can have a profound and life-changing effect upon every single one, every single saint, maybe even a sinner, as they come in, the Word of God, living, the powerful Word of God, could even change their destiny for all eternity. So he says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Are we ready to listen? Are we prepared to hear what God has to say? Listen, It would be amazing. It would be wonderful if each one of us heard the clear voice of God this weekend in the ministry of the Word of God.